Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
With Victoria Beckham Beauty, it's not about changing who you are. It's about making the best, feeling inspired, feeling empowered, feeling strong. You know, we expect a lot from our products. We expect, you know, products that really perform and give us everything that we need. Mm-hmm. But we're not trying to change who we are. We're trying to be the best version of ourselves, mm-hmm. right?
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins.
Good day to you, Jill.
Hey, Carlene. Oh, that sounds very formal.
I'm one of those annoying people, speaks to a British person once and suddenly takes on the Queen's English.
Yeah, I see you've got a teacup there with your pinky up. It's all happening. So
welcome back to Breaking Beauty, everyone. If you're new to our show, we are two beauty editors turned podcasters, breaking it all down to let you know what's new and what's good in the world of beauty.
And today we are honestly so honored because we have a big name in the house, and she's a big name all over the world, household name, in fact, and that is Victoria Beckham. And she's here for her first beauty podcast ever alongside her Victoria Beckham Beauty co-founder, Sarah Creel.
That's right. Victoria Beckham parlayed her career as a member of the best-selling female group of all time, Spice Girls, into the world of fashion in 2008, as most of you will know, with her self-titled label. But it was her 2019 venture, Victoria Beckham Beauty, that would see instant success outside of the pop star world, reportedly raking in nearly £2 million within 3 months of its launch.
Absolutely. And, you know, she's got these girl power roots, and I don't think mm-hmm. it's surprising that Victoria Beckham Beauty is all about empowering, you know, women and dynamic lifestyles. And she's really based this whole brand around the principles of sustainability, transparency, cruelty-free, of course, and naturally luxury.
Yeah, it's all about high performance results. That's quick and easy to apply, though. That's the whole idea. I know their latest launch, for example, Future Lash Smudge Free Lifting Mascara, it's called, I can attest, is perfect for us moms on the go types. You can build it up however you like. It does not smudge and it washes off easily. Those are my top two criteria, those last two, above all, and it does deliver. Actually, when you wash it off, it's almost like a tubing mascara. It comes off in clumps. It's a hybrid formula. It's really different. Very cool.
Yeah, it is. Especially in the clean mascara space, there's not a lot of luxury options. So I think this is definitely a winner in that category for sure.
You don't need an eye makeup remover, above all.
Love it. and beyond makeup, of course, it was a genius move for Victoria Beckham. When she launched her skincare under Victoria Beckham Beauty, she partnered with Augustinus Bader. And of course, we just interviewed the man himself a few episodes back. So if you want to learn more about the technology and the science behind that skincare, definitely go back and listen. And so Victoria has sort of borrowed that technology for her skincare offerings, which I just think is genius because she was sort of on to Augustinus Bader really very early, I would say, and before everybody else. So she got in on it before he was like winning all of these awards as like the number one beauty product of all time.
So let's give everyone a sneak peek on what they're going to hear today. We had such a great chat. Today, we're talking about how the concept of beauty and self-image has evolved over the past 20 years since Posh Spice was first snapped by the paparazzi to today's era of social media. We're going to talk about Victoria's own experience being bullied both as a child and in the media in the past couple of decades, and what's in her personal makeup bag, including a surprising drugstore buy.
She gave us so many good pop culture moments too. Like my jaw was on the floor when she was talking about her interaction with Beyonce. Like if you guys are pop culture lovers, there's so many good nuggets in here for you.
Yeah, good nostalgia.
Oh, yeah. And of course, we're going to get a scoop on what just dropped from the brand, which is a collection of blurring duotone bronzer bricks. And they're inspired by Victoria's home in Miami. And she's going to tell us all about how she likes to use it.
And finally, we're going to have a fun round of rapid fire at the end. So stay tuned for that. They kind of cut loose and we have some candid moments for you.
So here they are, Victoria Beckham and Sarah Creel. And now a quick break to learn about the latest innovation from our show partner, High Smile. So I love a makeover moment in the beauty industry, and that's why I was excited to get a sneak peek of the new and improved High Smile teeth whitening treatment that just launched. It's called the new PAP Plus Teeth Whitening Formula, and it's clinically proven to instantly whiten teeth in just one 10-minute treatment. And the best part is that there's no pain or sensitivity. It's also peroxide-free, paraben-free, and SLS-free. So I've been on a bit of a journey with this kit, so I'm going to tell you about my results. So it's super easy to use. You get a mouth tray, 6 teeth whitening pods, an LED device, and a shade guide to help you gauge your results. So what you do is you brush your teeth for a couple of minutes, and then you just pop open one of the teeth whitening pods, apply it on the mouth tray on the top and the bottom, pop that in your mouth, then add the LED light device, and then you just sit there for 10 minutes. And I can tell you there is zero sensitivity. Definitely I've had that in the past, and with this product, there was none. So I would say after the first treatment, I noticed my smile was definitely brighter, and I've done about 3 treatments now over the course of 6 weeks, and I'd say my teeth are about a half to a full shade brighter. So definitely going in the right direction. So that's a win for me. So if you'd like to get your hands on High Smile's new PAP Plus, clinically proven peroxide-free range of smile care products, you can today via their website at highsmileteeth.com. That's highsmileteeth.com. We'll link to that website in our show notes and on our blog. Now, back to the podcast. So, Victoria, I'm going to start with you. And so many of our listeners have grown up with your image in the spotlight. And so I'm curious, as a child, what were your first memories of beauty or hair and makeup? Can you fill us in on that?
Gosh, I mean, I've loved beauty for longer than I can actually remember. But I would say one of my earliest memories would have been when I was very young, going to school, way too young to be wearing makeup. And my mother used to say to me, "Oh, you're looking a little bit peaky." I think she said, I think that was the word she used, "peaky, look a little bit peaky." And she used to take her lipstick out of her bag and she used to dab her lipstick on my cheeks to give me a little bit of blush, if you like. I mean, I was way too young to be wearing makeup and I was going to school, but in my mother's eyes, I looked significantly better with this added blush, and she wasn't wrong. What can I say? She was not wrong. And so that was me probably when I hate to even think how old I was, but rather young. But my mother had my back at a very young age, which I am very appreciative of. And I just used to love watching my mum get ready. you know, mm-hmm. in the 80s when I was little and my mom used to have big shoulder pads and a big blow dry and, you know, lots of Avon makeup plastered all over her face. And I used to just sit there and sit on her bed and just watch her apply her makeup. And she had this vanity area where she had her Ruffini. And I remember she had Christian Dior Poison fragrance. I remember it so, so clearly. And I used to think, gosh, one day I'll have a vanity area like that. And actually one of my mother's friends, I remember her name now, her name was Frances. She used to give me all of her empty bottles. There was never anything in them, but empty mm-hmm. bottles of Coco Chanel. And I used to just take these empty bottles and I used to just put them, you know, on my makeshift vanity, if you like. And I was so mm-hmm. proud, even though there was nothing in them. There was no juice at all, but I just loved it.
Those are iconic shapes even to have. Like, I agree. They're like collector's items. When
remember
they're like
the
designing.
Minis? I remember collecting the minis. Like L'Air du Temps and all that.
Yes. Oh, my God. L'Air du Temps.
So fast forwarding a little bit, this is a question for both of you. So my first job was I was telemarketing to people over their dinner hour selling Shriners tickets. What were your first jobs?
Okay. My first job was working at an old lady's home. Mm. And I was a waitress.
Okay.
And yeah, there were 27 women at the Watson home in my small mm-hmm. hometown in northwestern Pennsylvania. And I worked part-time, which meant I would come in on the weekends for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It was the most mm-hmm. inconvenient job you could imagine.
Wow.
And I would walk to this place and I would serve these women at tables, their breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah.
They would have preset things. And I would have to understand what they all wanted every breakfast, for example. Mm-hmm. And one morning I got the milk wrong for Eva and she threw her cereal bowl, which didn't have any milk in it, at me.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say that'd be a tough crowd, I feel.
It was. It was a very, very demanding crowd, but also very, very sweet.
That one's hard to top. Victoria, what was your first job?
You know, when I left school, I belonged to like a promotional agency and mm-hmm. I had various little jobs. One I remember I had to stand outside a DIY store. It was called Wix. This is in the UK, which mm-hmm. sold, you know, super sexy things like sand and bricks and, and, you know, pretty boring sort of DIY kind of things. And I had to wear a Wix tracksuit. And I had to stand there outside the store holding balloons, giving out leaflets of some kind of promotion that they were doing. So that was one job that I did for this promotion agency. But then I did have another job around the same time where I worked in a department store spraying perfume on people on the lead up to Christmas. And I remember there was a fragrance that was launching and it must have been Yves Saint Laurent. It was called Champagne. I mean, this was in the 90s. And I had to stand at the counter spraying this very strong fragrance from very early in the morning till very late at night on anybody that walked past me whilst doing their Christmas shopping. So it's super, super busy. And I was standing right by the TV monitor that had the ad for Champagne on heavy rotation. And I swear to God, I'd go to bed that night and all I could hear and see was this song going round and round and round and round in my head. And there's a lot of people that are very rude when they're Christmas. I get it, everybody's busy.
True.
But now every time I'm in a department store, not that I've been in one for the last year, but every time I have been since then, when anybody approaches me and tries to squirt a perfume at me, I will always just say yes, please, and thank you very much. And I end up leaving smelling ghastly because it's so destroying when people are rude to you and don't want you to smell their fragrance. Now, these people are doing a job.
Yes.
Whole nother level of respect. But these people working in department stores squirting perfume on people.
Those are amazing stories. Thank you for sharing. Victoria, we can't talk about your career without reflecting on your Spice Girl days, of course. So Posh Spice was whole vibe for myself and for Carlene and so many of our listeners. So can you share with us a beauty-related memory that was funny or tragic or a great tip maybe that you picked up from one of your fellow bandmates?
You know, I've been so lucky to work with the best makeup artists in the industry and work with the best products in the industry, which has just been so, so great. And I look back at pictures and people always say, oh, do you cringe at any of the pictures? You know, do I cringe at that heavy lip liner? No, it was a journey. Do I cringe at those skinny eyebrows? No, it was a journey and way too much blush. You know, we were working so hard and we were so exhausted. There was a time where we were in a different country every few days. And the more and more tired that we got, the more and more blusher that we put on. Because and our makeup artist used to say, now I'm going to be the blusher police, you know, because we would just go on stage, honestly, looking like someone had thrown an entire palette at us. Because the more tired you are, you feel more awake if you add more blush and more lip gloss, if you like. So I don't look at anything and cringe. I look at us all and it makes me smile because, you know, we didn't care. Whether it was fashion or beauty, we didn't care. We wore what made us feel good. And we weren't worried, is this the newest, coolest? And we set trends because there was no fear. You know, knowing what I know now, would I have the nerve or the guts to go on stage in a PVC catsuit? Absolutely not. But back then it was okay. And that was great. We were all so young and that we were all so, there was a naivety that was very sweet and we weren't scared. I mean, look at those Spice Girl shoes. I mean, I have to say, I didn't wear those. Those other girls wore those shoes, but look at those shoes.
I know. Yeah. Impressive. The platforms.
It was impressive.
Dance in those.
I mean, do you know what? That it worked for me, the fact the girls wore those shoes, because they used to get sent them for free because they were not that expensive. So therefore, there was a little bit of budget left over for me to have those Tom Ford Gucci spiky heel stilettos that Posh used to kind of trotter around in.
I love that you say Posh in the third person. Love it.
I know. It seems like such a long time ago. My gosh. My kids say to me, they look at old paparazzi pictures and they're like, Mom, you were so cool. Oh wow. Does that mean I'm not now?
Yes. Still am. But I love that era because I feel like that's when the whole idea of girl power came into, you know, the lexicon for the first time. And it was empowering, especially for young people. And I feel like some of that sort of sisterhood has made its way into Victoria and Beckham Beauty and the idea of female empowerment.
And I think it's about accepting who you are. And that's what the Spice Girls was always about. It's okay to be different. Let's not try and change who we are. Let's celebrate who we are. Let's celebrate the fact that we're all different, which is why inclusivity is so important to us. You know, I mean, when we talk about Spice Girls, I don't talk about it that much anymore, but what I remembered as you were just talking to me about it and how we inspired lots of young women. You know, when I met Beyonce a few years ago, and she actually said to me, it was the Spice Girls that inspired me and made me want to do what I do and made me proud to be a girl and proud to be who I am. And when someone like Beyonce, who is so iconic and such a strong woman, says that she was inspired by the Spice Girls, you know, I think that that's quite something. You know, it's and with Victoria Beckham Beauty, it's not about changing who you are. It's about making the best, feeling inspired, feeling empowered, feeling strong. You know, we expect a lot from our products. We expect, you know, products that really perform and give us everything that we need. But we're not trying to change who we are. We're trying to be the best version of ourselves, right?
Yeah. And have a little fun.
Yes. Yeah.
Which
I think your life.
Yeah, exactly.
Jumping in to share a quick word about our show partner, Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month in the US, but if we've learned anything during this past year, it's that 1 month isn't enough to just take care of our mental health. We have to be actively doing it all year long. There's only so many walks that we can take or gratitude journals that we can write in. Sometimes we just need to chat it out. And I think especially after this tumultuous year that we've all had, it's been a period of self-reflection for so many. I think a lot of people are looking to start heading in a new direction. So take that first step with online therapy. Talkspace is the number one online therapy platform that has thousands of licensed therapists trained in more than 40 specialties, including anxiety, depression, relationships, and more. Your therapist can help you set and achieve your goals. I think what I appreciate most about Talkspace is that it really removes a lot of the barriers around therapy. First of all, it's affordable. Talkspace costs a fraction of what in-person therapy does. And it's also very accessible. Instead of waiting for an appointment, you can send unlimited messages to your therapist 24/7, and they'll engage with you daily, 5 days a week. Plus, it's completely secure and private. The good news is that we have a special offer just for Breaking Beauty listeners. You can get $100 off your first month with Talkspace. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com and make sure you use the code BEAUTY to get $100 off your first month and show your support for the show. Once again, that's Talkspace.com and our code BEAUTY. We'll link to that offer in our show notes and on our blog. Now, back to the interview. I just want to ask you, Victoria, the thing with beauty is like, I think it can be very empowering, but it can also be the root of some internal struggles for a lot of people. So I'm curious for you how your relationship with beauty has changed over the years and what lesson you might want to pass on to your daughter, or to your boys as they grow up, especially in the era of social media.
I think that it's a journey, and I never look back at any old pictures and cringe. I look back at all those pictures and I just think, you know what? There's something so nice about when you're young, you shouldn't care too much. You should feel free to experiment, have fun, figure out what works and what doesn't work, try out different trends, accept who you are and embrace who you are, and be kind to other girls out there, because everybody feels a little bit insecure, and not fight against that, you know? And with Harper, I always just say, you know, be the kindest girl in the room. It's not important who is the smartest at school. It's not important who is the prettiest. It's who is the kindest. Be that little girl that if there is someone in the playground that's on her own, be kind to her. Because guess what? Mummy was that little girl. I was bullied at school and I was miserable. Mm-hmm. So always be the little girl that's encouraging for whatever reason. And have fun with beauty. And I think that what's nice now is I feel that we are being kinder to each other. I mean, when I look at the press that I have had over the years, people have been mean about my mm-hmm. appearance mm-hmm. over the years. Really, really, really mean. They wouldn't be allowed to say some of the things now that they have said and some of the headlines that I have had in the past. And it's really hurtful. It is bullying. It is unkind and it is hurtful. And like I said, you know, people do that through social media and trolls do that. And, you know, I always say to the kids, well, just don't read it, to be mm-hmm. honest with you. Mm-hmm. Who has the time to read that, those kind of things? But it mm-hmm. can be really, really hurtful. And mm-hmm. it's not nice. It's not kind. It's not necessary. And so Victoria Beckham Beauty, you know, being kind is very important. Being kind to ourselves. Mm-hmm. So looking at our formulas, making sure that we're looking at our formulas and making sure that we're taking all the dangerous toxins out, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But not just kind to ourselves, kind to the environment, kind to the planet, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. making sure we're using minimal plastics, for example, using 100% post-consumer waste with regards to outer packaging. So just being kind in general is the drum that we bang on quite regularly,
yes.
right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I love that. And I love the message that you're saying, and I think that's where we're at in this day and age, is it's not enough to just not be a bully and not be the mean guy, but it's also not standing there and letting that happen to mm-hmm. somebody else.
Yeah.
And being actively kind, I think, is such a great message.
100%. When I look back at some of the meanest things that have been written about me mm-hmm. in the media, most of the time it's been written by women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's absolutely mm-hmm. shocking. It's like, come on, ladies, let's support mm-hmm. each other. Let's be kind to each other. And mm-hmm. that, you know, whenever I have something that I want to share, that's where I feel so thankful to have the platform that I have with regards to social media. I want to use that platform to share tips with other girls. Hey, I found this great thing. this is going to really work for you. You know, I want to share that. I think we need more and more of that. And I think we are feeling more and more of that. There are more and more people standing up saying it is not okay to bully, mm-hmm. call people out. People that, you know, why should we all have to look so perfect? Let's just be the best that we can be, feel good about ourselves. And that's the message that we should be putting out there. And I do feel that more and more, even yes. in the last year, even everything we've been through with this mm-hmm. pandemic and, yeah. and everything that's been going on in the world, yeah. people have to be more accountable for now, right? Yeah. And what they say.
I think so.
There's a responsibility when you're an adult. The minute you open your mouth, you have a responsibility. And as an adult, it's your responsibility to make sure that your children follow certain rules as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And ourselves.
Definitely there has been that shift, which I think a lot of us are grateful for. So I know that the two of you, both Sarah and Victoria, you met during the days when Victoria collaborated with Estee Lauder. Mm-hmm. And I'm curious what clicked between the two of you and made you decide to start your own line? Like, did you start a group chat that day and said, hey, like, if you ever want to collaborate together on something bigger, let's talk. Mm-hmm. Or what's your working style together? You know, I think a lot of people would be curious.
Really, the minute we met, we just sort of clicked. We just had a lot, I think, in common. I think, first of all, we both love to laugh. Mm-hmm. And having a sense of humor is so key. It's key in business. It's key in raising kids, you know, just kind of across the board. And Victoria is hilarious. Hilarious. You know, and so she had me rolling from the start. And Victoria has a lot of talents, but one of the talents that Victoria has, which I have seen over and over again, is she has an unbelievable ability to make people feel at ease. Mm. And, you know, she can disarm somebody in about 3 seconds flat upon meeting them, somebody who's really nervous, you know? So she is that way. So I was never nervous around her. But one of the things that I was so impressed by was her passion, mm-hmm. her passion for beauty and her work ethic. And that came through really upon just first meeting her. And then I had so many occasions to see it in action. Mm-hmm. And that meant a lot to me because I had worked in a lot of different brands and with, you know, a lot of really kind of famous people in my career, and different people have different ways of working. And when I met Victoria, I just loved her vision, her creativity, but also her inquisitive nature. She asks so many questions. She wants to know about everything about formulations and how we're going to do this and what's it going to look like. And then she'll say, you know, I want to try this kind of color. But I don't want it to have this size pigments. These are too big.
For me, as someone that has always been so passionate about beauty and everything related to beauty, to have the opportunity to work with Estee Lauder was so, so exciting for me. I mean, it was just, I was beside myself with excitement. So when I remember the first meeting with Sarah and the energy that Sarah had and how experienced Sarah is, you know, the amount of knowledge that she has was really quite incredible and very exciting for me. And as Sarah said, you know, I'm like a sponge. I want to learn. And mm-hmm. beauty was my passion, but I wasn't claiming to know everything. I knew what I wanted in my makeup bag that I couldn't find. I knew that when I was on stage with the Spice Girls and I wore a sparkly eyeshadow, it really upset me when the pigments were too big and they would fall all over my face and I looked like I had big bags under my eyes. So I knew that I didn't want a pigment that was too big, for example. So I knew that I had a point of view. I knew what I wanted to create. And just working with Sarah was so much fun because she has so much experience. There is no one that knows more about product development or the industry as a whole. No one knows more about that than Sarah. And we instantly hit it off. And Sarah's quite hilarious as well, very hilarious, sweet and kind, such a great mum. You know, we're all working mums here. And we just hit it off and we got on very, very well. And I think there's a mutual respect there, and there is nobody that I could have partnered with in this way. And the fact that Sarah took the risk, if you like, when we decided that we wanted to create a beauty brand of the future, something really focusing on clean formulas and sustainability, something that hadn't really been done before, in my opinion. It was a challenge to create beautiful formulas and beautiful packaging, the ultimate in luxury, at the price point that we wanted to do it, with a real focus on clean without compromising on performance. You know, that was a challenge, right, for all of us as a team. It was a challenge for the labs. And, you know, we're a real startup. I have the most incredible team that have the most incredible energy. You know, people that have a lot of experience, a lot of knowledge. I mean, we really are the dream team. A small team, over 10 people doing this right now.
Wow.
10 people. Wow. A true startup.
Nobody knows that.
Yeah, it doesn't look like that from the outside. It's pretty,
I know. It looks big and shiny, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
It looks big and shiny. You know, I took Sarah from a very big, shiny office to the WeWork.
That's
in
right.
New York.
Yeah. Yeah, now she works in her garage.
Let me tell you, Sarah likes to keep it real. And that, you know, there was a risk attached to making that leap, if you like. And Sarah believed in me. I believed in her. We knew that we had a powerful message between the two of us. Mm-hmm. And it's been the most incredible journey.
And so performance plays such a key role, because I know you had mentioned earlier you weren't going to make any compromises. So tell us about, like, who you were testing these products on. Like, were there any of, like, celebrity friends or family members? I know Harper's done your makeup before, Victoria. Like, who was testing out your original Kajal liners and what you launched with, and what was the reaction they were giving you?
Well, yeah, even yesterday we were talking about, we've got a very exciting launch about to come up. And Sarah said, so these are the different shades that we're going to have, because obviously being inclusive is very important. Mm-hmm. So everybody can find, whether it's their perfect eye, their perfect lip color, whatever it might be. And then Sarah said, and actually we are going to add this color that Harper recommended, right?
Uh-huh.
Harper wanted this specific color, and Sarah said, actually, it really works. In the mix, it really works.
Okay. Pull up a seat at the boardroom table, Harper.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It is hilarious. But, you know, it turned out that this shade that she loved, then I developed it, we put it in the formula, and we tested it, and it looks phenomenal on so many skin tones. And I'm like, go Harper.
It's quite unexpected, right? It's
yes.
like an unexpected thing that just makes the whole palette work.
Yeah. But we've also gotten it, you know, when we ask a question on, say, the beauty platform, I mean, we get easily like 5,000 responses.
Wow.
And that's statistically significant. And so we're actually launching our second shade of Bitten Lip Tint in about another month. And it was created and named, as was our last shade that we launched in the Bitten Lip Tint, which was called Cherie. This new shade is going to be called Amour. And they named it, they chose the shade. So that's a little sneak peek for you guys.
Yeah,
but
I love it.
It's absolutely beautiful. And, you know, and we took them on the journey of showing them in the laboratory, what did it look like on skin? And, you know, and they picked the swatches that they liked. They, you know, it came down to two shades, but in the end, the two shades were so close that we opted to launch both of them. So we're launching this second one. Yeah. But even
and
yesterday,
is it like a peachy color or what kind
it's,
of?
It's a warm nude. The second one, the first one they went for was like the cherry is a kind of pinky, sort of a pinky sheer. And this is a warm nude.
Yeah. And I have to say, this is actually my favorite because I always wear the number two lip liner, which is the perfect nude for my skin. Mm-hmm. And so actually that new lip really works well. So I love it. I'm obsessed with that color.
Mm-hmm.
And what I love about this product actually is the fact that obviously now we're all wearing masks. It's quite hard to find a lip that is not going to smudge, that is going to stay on whilst you've got your mask on, because you wear your mask and then you'll get into a restaurant, you'll take your mask off. And I personally, you know, I don't want to, I don't want to sit there without a lip on. So I love the fact that the lip tints actually stay on even when you have a mask, which is really important.
Yeah.
And it's an important thing for us ladies.
That's, you know, right.
These masks can be a little inconvenient with a lipstick department.
Totally agree.
That's true.
But the other great thing about this product is, I mean, I actually use it on my cheeks as well, you know, and I'll put a little bit on my nose as well. So I look a little bit sun-kissed living here in
it's
Miami.
The mom at the hack.
Moment.
The mom hack coming back.
That's right.
The lippy on the cheeks.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so we're curious, just on the topic of product, what is the single product that's taken off the most and why do you think that is?
Ooh, what's been the most popular?
I mean, we've had a lot of things that have just really gained momentum as word of mouth has spread. Mm-hmm. But kind of surprising, I have to say, is the Satin Kajal Liner.
Mm. I'm wearing it today.
Are you?
Love it.
Oh, what shade?
I am. I'm wearing, I don't have it here. It's a brown. It's like a chocolate brown.
No, cocoa.
I think it's cocoa. And what I really like about it is it's just like, I just need the one product and I get my look and I go.
That's
it. I don't have to mess around with multiple products because it's a liner and then I can smudge it out right away. And it's like, I have defined eyes right away.
Yes, yes, yes. And I think this has struck a chord because it does create a full look, but also it's a kajal that you can use on your waterline. And I have super sensitive eyes and I can't use a lot of eyeliners that are out there. And this one we developed specifically so I can wear it. and so it is, it's safe for sensitive eyes, but it's really creamy. And it gives you time to play and then it sets and it's waterproof.
Yeah. That's the 25 years of product development experience at work here.
And that's it.
You know what all the complaints are. You're like, we're going to tick all of these boxes that people are annoyed with and we're going to make a killer liner. So that's so cool.
And it's easy to use. I mean, you know, I'm pretty good at my own makeup, but I'm not a makeup artist. And I think that it was very important for us to create products that were easy for people to use. You know, we're all busy. We don't have time to sit there for hours and hours and hours applying our makeup. People often ask me, what is the ultimate in luxury? And you sit there and you think, oh, is it a nice watch? Is it a diamond ring? And actually, you know, the ultimate in luxury is time. Right? Mm-hmm. You really, really think about it. And so who has the time? So you've got to have products that do what you need them to do, that are easy to use. And that's what's so great, as we've just said, about this Kajal eyeliner. You know, it's easy to apply. It's got that great little sponge, but also it's very easy to use just with your finger as well.
Exactly.
And it's very quick and it's very easy and it lasts and it's waterproof. So it does everything that we need it to do.
Amazing. What's the shade you use?
I use a combination of, I love to use cocoa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the one.
If I'm going for quite a sexy, editorial, smoky look, then I like to use the black because, you know, I mean, the formula is so luxurious and the black is super dramatic when I put that along my waterline. Yeah. But then even like the Bordeaux color as well, you know, I tend to use that as well. I like to play with the different colors and the gold's great. I mean, they're all so great. It depends where I'm going, what I'm doing, if I'm doing a shoot or if it's for during the day. They're all really great, very, very wearable colors. You know, I feel that sometimes using the Bordeaux on the outside, if I'm going out at night, it just elevates what it would normally be, just like a brown smoky eye. It just gives a bit more dimension.
So easy. Love it.
So let's take a minute to talk about what's new and next from the brand. I believe they're dropping a little later this week, and that's the matte bronzing bricks. So these are refillable compacts, as I understand it, that contain two shades. And I read, Victoria, you really felt it was necessary to get that believable sun-kissed look. So tell us what you were thinking and what went into these, and maybe it's inspired by your lifestyle in Miami.
I mean, I love Miami. I mean, I have to say we've been here for quite a while now and I absolutely fell in love with it. I really, really did. And I want that sun-kissed look. But obviously, you know, I don't want to sit in the sun. We have to be careful. We have to wear sunblocks. Very, very important. But I still want that sun-kissed look. And what I love about the bronzing brick, obviously the formula is clean. Very, very important. And everybody can find their perfect shades because we have gosh, how many different shades do we have? We have five.
Yeah, five, and each one has two shades.
So you can find your perfect shade. And the fact that there are two different shades in each brick works perfectly, because I will use this to contour as well. So I have one shade to contour down, you know, down my cheeks, under my chin, down the center of my nose, you know, either side, you know, the temples of my forehead, if you like. So I can use it to get an incredible contour. But then I can also take the lighter color and then use it as an all over sort of bronzer, if you like. So there are so many things that you can do with this brick. You know, even the other day, I was using it on my collarbone. I was using it on my arms. I mean, there is so much that you can do with this, and everybody can find their perfect shade. And it's very, very easy. The formula is easy to apply. It's matte, which I think is important as well.
Definitely.
And it lasts. It lasts.
Okay. Mm. Love all of
that. Okay, we've got the full scoop, you guys.
That's right. Now, I mean, can you tell how involved Victoria is in this development?
I
know.
I love it.
I know.
Yes. Yeah. That's good to hear, because, you know, with the celebrity brands, you want to know the celebrity has had their hands on it and is like genuinely working on it. So I believe that this is true in this case.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the first time I ever met Victoria, I went to her house in LA and she was like, yeah, I have a couple of products that, you know, I've kind of kept over the years. I'm like, okay, great. Super. So we go into her dining room and she has a dining room table that is as big as you might imagine Victoria Beckham's dining room table would be. And on that table, she had, I kid you not, about like 15 years worth of products that she had kept. And she took me through every single one of them. It was hours. We were together. The first time we met, we were together for hours. And she explain to me what she liked, what she didn't like, what she wished were different.
Wow.
It was really something. And I was, for me, it was a thrill. I mean, it was really, I just wanted to work with somebody who really cared.
Yeah. Okay. Now I need to ask you, Sarah, what was on that table that surprised you?
You know, it was really fun at the time, because I was obviously at Estee Lauder and she got out this compact. And she was like, okay, don't look at the condition of this compact. She's like, I have been buying this on eBay because it no longer is for sale, but I want to know, can we bring this back? And it was an Estee Lauder product called Modern Mercury. And it was a highlighter.
It was so cool.
And it was so funny. And the thing with Victoria is that, I mean, there are a lot of things about Victoria, obviously, but one of the things that I love is she's super consistent.
Mm-hmm.
She knows what she likes and what she wants, and she knows product. She has an intuitive feel for product. And I would never show her the same submission of something and put it in a different package, for example. Not saying I've ever done that in my past, you know. But that is something I would never pull with Victoria, because she would know immediately.
Yeah, that's amazing. I can't believe you had that archive stocked up for years. Mm-hmm. That's incredible.
Sandal season is upon us, so jumping in to chat about a new show partner, Barefoot Scientist. So I'm doubling down on my DIY pedicures with Barefoot Scientist, which is the world's first premium foot care company, and they have everything you need to treat your feet for some indulgent at-home spa time. I know you all love a hashtag damn good recommendation, so my personal fave from the line is called High Dive. It's a super hydrating cream to soothe dry, cracked feet. It's got glycolic acid in it, so I get that gentle exfoliation, but it also is packed with hydrating ingredients like hyaluronic acid, ceramides, glycerin, and urea, and that's a humectant that helps to draw moisture in. And all Barefoot Scientist products are hypoallergenic, dermatologist tested, cruelty-free, and free from phthalates and parabens. Plus, every single product is specifically formulated for the unique needs of your feet, using the very best ingredients from science and nature. So if you're not sure where to start with Barefoot Scientist, I wanted to shout out this kit they have called Walk-Ins Welcome, which is a great name. It's the ultimate all-in-one at-home pedicure set with everything you need to deep clean, exfoliate, and moisturize dry skin and cuticles, plus clean, trim, and polish nails. So right now, our listeners can get an exclusive 20% off their first order at barefootscientist.com using our code BEAUTY. That's barefootscientist.com and use our code BEAUTY. So you can go get all of your foot care essentials right now at barefootscientist.com and enter promo code BEAUTY at checkout for 20% off your first order. We'll link to that offer in our show notes and on our blog. Now, back to today's chat. So I know we're a bit tight on time. Carlene, I believe we're going to dive into some rapid fire, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, some getting to know you questions. So Victoria, Mother's Day is around the corner. Tell us, what is the best Mother's Day gift you've ever received?
Oh, gosh. I mean, it's everybody says this, but it genuinely is the little gifts that the kids make. I've got this little tiny house that Brooklyn made when he was probably about four, and he made it out of lolly sticks, you know, which, and I've still got it in my dressing room. And he said to me recently, I can't believe you still got that. I keep everything that the kids ever give me. And those things really are so valuable. And I genuinely mean that. So it would be that. How about you, Sarah?
Yeah,
I mean, I'm going to say a Birkin.
That's good too.
It was that Hermes Birkin bag.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'll never forget
that box. No, it really is. I mean, it's so. You know, for me, my daughters are now 11 and 13, and I just have so many memories of them. They love the breakfast in bed thing, and you know, and their little faces with just their big wide eyes waiting for your reaction to what they've made and what they've done. You know, it's just absolutely, you know,
that's
the most
sweet.
Special
that's
thing.
Sweet. I feel like the Birkin is maybe a bit better than that, but
all of that
joking.
Joking. It's Birkin.
Okay. If we were to look into your bathroom at home, aside from Victoria Beckham Beauty, what is maybe another celebrity line we might find in there, or something that's on your top shelf that you can't live without?
I mean, obviously we work with Augustina Spada, the professor.
Yes. We love that man.
We
all
love
his
that
technology.
Man, his technology, which we have in our products, which we're very proud of.
Yeah.
So I use his products as well. His cream, his moisturizer. Mm. I use that. What is that fragrance that I really like? I can never say the name of it. That French fragrance.
Oh, it's Wilhelm.
Yeah.
And it's room service.
Room service.
Yeah, I like which that. I love the name of too.
I like that fragrance.
What a great name.
Yeah. I also, you know, I love those. See those makeup wipes. They're reusable, and I think it's called Halo. And they're those little. I'm obsessed with them.
Yeah,
I use them.
Great.
I take them everywhere. Harper loves them as well. Nicola Peltz was the one who introduced us to them, and the fact that you can reuse them so they're sustainable, really key. They're really great, and they take off makeup really, really well as well.
Yeah,
it's like magic. Yeah. Honestly, they really are.
They're great, and they're soft on your eyes as well. So I really like them.
Yeah, so great. Any drugstore beauty that we might find on your top shelf?
Well, we were using yesterday, weren't we, that pawpaw?
That pawpaw. We love the pawpaw lip. Mm-hmm. The lip balm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes,
yeah,
that's great.
Yeah.
I haven't tried it.
Oh,
iconic,
it's great.
Iconic Australian line.
Yes. That's a great product.
I also like Walida Skin Food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I think that's really good. I mean, actually, in all my body, I like to just use coconut butter as well. You know what you would cook with?
Yes,
I like to use that for extra,
so practical,
extra nourishing. Yeah, you can cook with it. You can put it all over your body. There's no end to what you can do with that stuff.
No, yeah, it's true. Amazing. I took your hack, which is combining the Augustina Spada body cream with straight up coconut oil.
Oh,
and I do a little mix because I want it to be a little bit thinner and a little bit more moisturizing. And I like a little added sheen.
Oh, I like that. But you
that's very Miami.
That's very Miami. Yeah,
we got to get that on.
But you know what? You just got to be careful that you get the coconut oil that does not have the little bits of coconut in it.
Oh, God.
I made that mistake. And you go out and you cover them like, what is that? Like flaky skin? No, I just got the wrong one.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
My puppy would be licking my legs all day.
Yes. I know, right? Yes.
Tell us what's been getting you through the last year. What has kept you grounded?
I was about to say alcohol.
I was going to say sex.
Oh. Fair.
There you go. Gosh, what has been, you know, I think the last year being at home, you know, look, it's been tough for a lot of people, but I think it's been a wonderful time to really spend time with the family, you know, because I mean, myself and David, and I mean, and you and your boyfriend as well, you know, we all spend so much time traveling and working. And the fact that we haven't been able to really do a lot of either. I mean, even the working has been remote, which has been, it's been fun. It's been a challenge. It's been goodness. I mean, there was a time when we were here in Miami and I was working remotely. I know that we had a beauty call. We had Paris on the Zoom. We had New York on the Zoom. We had London on the Zoom. We had Miami on the Zoom. And then there was Harper in one room doing her lessons. There was Cruz doing his mock GCSEs in the other room. And I just lost it because there was so much going on. I mean, you know, but all joking aside, I think it's been great to spend real quality time with the family. I think it's probably made a lot of us really look at our work-life balance and it's made us realize that we can work remotely, so we can spend more time at home. That doesn't mean we have to compromise as a professional.
What about for exercise? Will people see your name on their Peloton screens, or what have you been doing for exercise to get you through?
Well, I do a lot of treadmill, so I work out on the treadmill. I also, for me, I've been doing Tracy Anderson.
Oh yeah, classic.
Since when I was pregnant with Harper. So I've been doing that for about 10 and a half years now, and I do that every day. So I will do that sort of remotely with a trainer, obsessed with that, because I love dancing and I create my own playlist, or the kids create a playlist, and it's just like having fun. It's just dancing, you know? And I think after hours and hours and hours of Zoom, which can be sometimes quite soul destroying because it's frustrating, especially when you're a product person and whether that's beauty or fashion, you want to feel fabrics, you want to feel formulas. To have that release is very, very important, but it must be difficult for people that have not been able to go to the gym or go and dance. You know, there was a time when you couldn't even leave your house in England in lockdown, and I can't even imagine how frustrating that must have been for people that do need that release. But we are coming out of this, ladies, and you know, springtime is upon us, and I think that there's going to be such a good energy out there with people really being able to get out. I mean, it's interesting. Lockdown is easing in the UK. What is the first thing that you can do?
Go to the pub.
I mean,
go to the pub.
I mean, it's...
Yes, yes. So
pub first, gym next.
That's right.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes, on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast chat room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday.